Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. South Korean authorities detained impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol early Wednesday. The move ends a weeks-long standoff over the status of Yoon, who is being investigated for alleged insurrection related to his short-lived declaration of martial law. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
Supporters of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol scuffled with police outside his residence in central Seoul, but they could do little to stop the overwhelming number of police who entered Yoon's compound early Wednesday. After several hours of negotiations with Yoon and his legal team, the deadlock broke without violence. He is the first sitting South Korean president to be detained. Yoon, accused of insurrection, faces questions over his martial law decree last month. Authorities can detain Yoon for 48 hours before seeking a formal arrest warrant. The country's constitutional court is also set to soon rule on his impeachment, a verdict that could remove him from office. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Yonhap News Agency reports that an unidentified man died after setting himself on fire on Wednesday near South Korea's corruption investigation office, where impeached President Yoon was being questioned. According to investigators, Yoon has left the office and will stay at the Seoul Detention Center before further questioning. A quote-unquote particularly dangerous situation is forecast for the fire-scarred Los Angeles area Wednesday. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Strong winds are expected today around Los Angeles, and crews continue to battle deadly and devastating wildfires. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says she hopes these are the final hours of this emergency.
This is a crisis that impacts the nation.
Audio from KABC. In Altadena, Lydia Sawyer returned to find her home gone.
I'm just heartbroken.
Some homes are without power to prevent lines from sparking new fires. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News.
There are very serious signs of possibly imminent ceasefire in Gaza. We will not celebrate before it's there, but the messages we are getting from all sides is way more concrete and promising than what we've heard before.
That was Norwegian Foreign Minister Espen Barth Eide opening a conference on a possible Israeli-Palestinian two-state solution Wednesday as negotiators try to hammer out the final details of a complex phased ceasefire in Gaza. At the conference, Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa said,
"Despite the severity of the crisis, this moment offers a crucial chance to act decisively with recognition, accountability, and international solidarity as our foundation. We can transform despair into hope and adversity into tangible progress."
If successful, a ceasefire could ease tensions across the wider Middle East, where the Israel-Hamas war has fueled conflict in the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, and Iraq, and raised fears of an all-out war between Israel and Iran. Ukrainian officials say Russia has launched a major ballistic and cruise missile attack on regions across Ukraine. The strikes Wednesday targeted energy production and compelled authorities to shut down the power grid in some areas despite freezing winter weather. The barrage came a day after the Russian Defense Ministry vowed a response to what it said was an attack on Russian soil using multiple Western-supplied missiles. Despite this, Russia and Ukraine have swapped 25 prisoners of war with one another on Wednesday. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan warned on Wednesday that his country has the power to crush all terrorists in Syria, including Islamic State and Kurdish militants. All countries should take hands off Syria. Together with our Syrian brothers, we have the capacity and ability to crush all terrorist organizations in the country, including YPG and Islamic State, in a very short time. Since last month's ouster of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, Turkey has said repeatedly it was time for the Kurdish YPG militia to disband. Ankara considers the group, which spearheads the U.S.-allied Syrian Democratic Forces, to be a terrorist organization. Ankara has said the new Syrian administration must be given an opportunity to address the YPG presence, but also threaten to mount a new cross-border operation if its demands are not met. The South African government faced growing criticism on Wednesday over the deaths of at least 78 unlicensed miners who were trapped in a gold mine deep underground for months by a police siege. A total of 78 bodies and 166 survivors, many of them emaciated and disoriented, have been pulled out so far in a court-ordered rescue operation that began on Monday, with hundreds more men still stuck 2 kilometers below the surface. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.